And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
He set career highs last year with 6 starts and 3 sacks in his fourth year. Defensive end Stephen Ritterly joins us, and Stephen had to feel good to get out on the field last year and show people what you can do.
It felt great. All the training pretty much came to one big moment. I had no idea when my time was coming, so I was always prepared as if I'm the starter, and if I'm ever asked to be, then it's not something new to me. I feel like I made the most of my opportunity out there in the field. This year I'm looking forward to getting back out there and mixing it up with my brothers again.
All right, some good depth on the D-line this year, but that's crucial over the long season, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's about having as many people trained to be ready to perform and play on the field without having any drop in any production at any position.
All right, hey, we'll talk off-field stuff when we come back.
If you are a farmer or property owner, your next phone call could save you hundreds of thousands of tax dollars. If you're considering selling, we can show you how to exchange your property for passively owned real estate investments with a potential lifelong income stream, and most importantly, with complete tax deferral. I'm Brent Lee at Landowner Exchange, the Midwest resource for 1031 and 1033 exchanges. Learn more at landownerexchange.com. That's landownerexchange.com. That's landownerexchange.com.
How about a night of bare knuckle fighting? The very first fights will be right here at Four Bears Casino Event Center on September 21st. The Night of Fights is put together by Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man. Bare knuckle fighters must be more accurate and careful trained, and the matchups are pure, uncomplicated, and really entertaining. Come see the very first Bare Knuckle Fight Night. Tickets at FourBearsCasino.com and at Four Bears Casino, 4 miles west of Newtown.
We're with Vikings defensive end Stephen Ritterly. And Stephen, I understand you not just are musically inclined, but can actually play to the tune of 9 different instruments?
Yeah, no. So I studied 9 instruments in my life. Most of them were first through 9th grade. And then in college, I picked up piano and steel drums. So the only one I can still kind of play to this day is piano. But yeah, I've played almost every instrument in your traditional band.
What's your favorite?
Piano, by far. Just, you can take it anywhere, honestly, once you learn it. I like to be able to switch it up and play a little bit of blues every once in a while.
Self-taught?
No. I've had different teachers all throughout the years, and so I learned piano from my piano professor I had for 3 semesters at Vanderbilt.
Another flip side, I hear you're also a day trader.
Oh yeah, with the Bitcoin stuff. So I was really into Bitcoin and all that kind of stuff, made some decent money, so I got out before the bubble burst. Now I'm trying to convince people about Aquacoin, which is something I completely made up, and so far I've got 2 people willing to listen to my pitch on it, so don't let the cat out the bag quite yet.
Okay. But you might have a third here. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Have a great, healthy 2019.
Thank you.
Stephen Ritterly, everybody. That concludes this edition. Until next time for Training Camp Today, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by LandownerExchange.com, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge by Newtown, North Dakota, and by the North Coast Fest, September 25th through the 28th, Pure Scandemonium.